الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, for all praises belong to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon His most exalted and celebrated Prophet, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Thumma Alhamdulillah. In today's episode, we are going to be speaking about the 28 phrases of kufr and unbelief. What are those sentences and those words which could snatch away our iman? This is our discussion and topic for this morning. It is extremely important, dear viewers, that you watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, are you ready? Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite some durood in the early parts of the morning. Salli ala nabiyyina Salli ala muhammadin Salli ala شفيعنا صل على محمد صل على حبيبنا صل على محمد Shower upon us blessings like rain to die in your domain. Mustafa, please call us again. If not today, then maybe one day. Pariye salli ala nabiyyina salli ala muhammadin صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله We have some kalams and naats which we'll be listening to and thereafter we will come back to our discussion. We are discussing the 28 phases of kufr and unbelief. Dear viewers of Madani channel, please do not miss out on this episode. We will return just after listening to the praises of the most beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Ya Rasulallah, Ya سہاروں کی صدائیں حضور سنتے ہیں التجا سب کی Yeah. چکے گر تم نہ سنو گے تو میری کون سنے گا، گر تم نہ کرو گے تو کرم کو
کی جالیاں
کو مصطفیٰ دیجیے
Welcome back, dear viewers. We were listening to this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by none other than Muhammad Nur Alam Attari Sallamahul Bari. MashaAllah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him abundantly. He is also a Madani. That means he has the Dars-e-Nizami, MashaAllah. He is a scholar of this deen. Together with that being a Naat Khan, subhanAllah, is really amazing. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to make the time and further and learn ilm deen, and together with that may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us in this world as well as in the hereafter. Dear viewers, iman and faith is very, very important. The importance of protecting one's faith and iman could be understood from the Holy Quran Pak, whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla like you rightfully supposed to fear Him and never die but as a Muslim. So we first learn the fundamental and basic understanding of this verse is that we are as Muslims commanded to protect our faith for as far as we can. And this means we take precautions in this world whilst we live. Precautions from sin, precautions from words, from statements, from actions that could risk our iman. And this is our discussion for this morning, that what are those aspects in which a person could lose his iman? And we perhaps could be doing them on a daily basis. We need to recheck them. We need to identify whether or not have we done this unbelief. Na'udhu billah. Alay'audhu billah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death on iman. And often we should make this dua. We should ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for life with iman, for death upon iman, and to be raised on the day of judgment with iman and faith. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar. If anyone had attributed any such statement to Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, to object to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to believe or to say that He Azza wa Jal, Astaghfirullah, is cruel, needy, dependent, or Allah Azza wa Jalla is helpless. Astaghfirullah, alay'audhu billah. All these are clear kufr. If any person had mentioned these words, it is clear kufr. So, without any shari'i compulsion, whilst fully conscious and aware, the one who utters a word of clear kufr, which is an open statement, then the one, despite understanding the meaning, agrees to this, though he understands what has been mentioned about Allah Azza wa Jalla, he still agrees to it. Or you get others who nod their head in agreement toward what was mentioned. In all these cases, it is clear and open kufr and disbelief. Allahu Akbar. So the ulama and the scholars have mentioned, in this case here, if his marriage, his nikah would break. If he has a spiritual bond, for example, if he's a murid, he has a sheikh, then his link and bay'ah with his peer, with his spiritual guide, would immediately break as well. Allahu Akbar. The scholars have written and mentioned that even if he had performed the Hajj, Allahu Akbar, his Hajj will become invalid and he has to perform his Hajj again if he has the means to do so. This is when a person commits clear kufr. He should repent from his kufr and then he should renew his iman. We will discuss the entire method, dear viewers of Madani channel. We request our viewers to be with us inshallah from now till the end of today's episode and program, because these are those words, these are those those aspects in life that we may face in life, but we are unaware of it, because this is how shaitan is behind every one of us. And shaitan intends to snatch our iman. He would never leave you and I during our lifetime, and never would he leave you till your last breath. Allahu Akbar. So he would do his utmost best to snatch away your iman, and you gotta give it your best to protect this iman and faith. Now, let's look at some of the examples, right? When usually people face difficulties, adversities, some sort of misfortune. Now, these are some of the phrases people use during difficulties. I'm going to give the examples, and we make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us from every type of sin and guna, whether it is the gunah and sin that's committed in the form of kufr. May Allah protect us from that. Or it is actions that causes the narazgi and the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we make tawbah from that. And now we would listen to some of the examples. Number one, to say as an objection, that person can do whatever he wants with people he has been given full freedom from Allah Azza wa Jal. This sentence is utter kufr. It is open and clear disbelief. To say this as a form of an objection as well, if we ever commit anything, even little, to so and so, Allah Azza wa Jalla sees us immediately. The moment we do anything little, Allah Azza wa Jalla sees us immediately. We are caught immediately, we are punished immediately. To say this, the ulama ikram have declared these sentences the true scholars of Sharia, the respected and honorable muftiyan ikram have declared these sentences to be as kufr. If you have ever said and mentioned these sentences, we should make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number three, Allah has always supported my enemies. Allahu Akbar. Number four, we have always left everything up to Allah Azza wa Jalla, but nothing ever happens to us. Though everything is in his hands, but he never does anything for us. Astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah. This is utmost kufr as well, utter kufr. Then we move on to the fifth. Until today, Allah Azza wa Jalla has not made my destiny good in the least. Number six, perhaps Allah has nothing for me in his treasury. My worldly desires were never fulfilled. None of my supplication, my du'as was accepted in my whole lifetime. Whomsoever I loved went far away from me, and all my dreams have been shattered. All my wishes have been crushed. Now you tell me, how can I have faith in Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. For a person to say these things when faced and hit by adversities, these phrases and words are clear kufr as well. May Allah protect us. If a person says, he is getting on my nerves, but the strange thing is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is also with such people. Now, your iman is very strong, dear viewers. It's very difficult to even imagine that people could say this, but yes, When you focus and you pay attention to a person who is hit by a calamity, such as someone losing his son, his children, his child, his awlad, and then you hear the different words people actually use at the time of a deceased, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We mentioned the statements mentioned by people in general cases, right? But now we want to speak about those sentences which are uttered when people are hit by poverty, destitution, ghurbat. Now listen to some of the sentences. Some people say, whoever says, oh Allah, give me sustenance and don't oppress me by putting me into poverty, has uttered kufr. Don't test me by putting me into poverty. Give me sustenance and don't oppress me. The word here is oppress. Allahu Akbar. To use this for Allah Azza wa Jalla. For Allah Azza wa Jalla is not an oppressor. Allahu Akbar. So to use this for Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar, that give me sustenance and don't oppress me by putting me into poverty, has uttered kufr. Number two, in order to settle a debt or reduce poverty or to accumulate wealth. Now sometimes to do these things, right, to accumulate more wealth or because of poverty, to settle some sort of debt, to reduce the burden, some people go through these things, right? So when seeking employment with unbelievers, when filling out visa forms on an application form to avoid paying certain fees at times, people on visa forms, on different and various applications because they need to earn money, they need to accumulate more wealth perhaps. So whilst they exit the country, sometimes on nikah documentations, sometimes because of religion, because of love, people that write themselves and associate themselves to different organizations, for example, Allahu Akbar, or different community rather, dear viewers. If a person has done this by associating himself to a different religion and community on a visa form, by saying it or by writing it and doing this just for the sake of this world, for the sake of money, for the sake of love, for leaving his country and traveling to another country to earn money, all these different forms are clear kufr as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala save us from mentioning such statements. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from going to that level that leads people to even mention and say these words, dear viewers. Let's listen to more different various cases, right? These are some of the cases that people utter and say and mention when they are struck by poverty. You would get some people who would say, the one who says or writes, if you don't help me, I will become a non-Muslim. If you don't help me, I will become a non-Muslim. For example, he uses another religion name. For example, I will become a Christian, for example. And he threatens by saying this, if you will not grant me such financial help, then I will become this. Then that is also kufr immediately. Immediately he will become an unbeliever. Even if someone says after 100 years, I will become an unbeliever, he will not become an unbeliever after 100 years, but rather immediately and instantly he would leave out of the fold of Islam. Look at how sensitive this matter is, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. And we don't give any importance to the protection of our iman and faith. We don't focus and we don't plan, nor do we do the things that would strengthen our faith and iman, the foundation of our iman. It's so important. And then you would get people who would say, when you get someone advises another person to become an unbeliever, so if someone advises another person to become an unbeliever, then whether or not that person becomes an unbeliever, the person who had given this advice to leave the fold of Islam will also become an unbeliever. He would become an unbeliever. Even advising a person to leave Islam, Allahu Akbar. Usually out of frustration, when a son doesn't listen, when a daughter doesn't listen to their parents, and perhaps they are copying the Western world a lot, and then you would get parents that just say this, you know what, you'd rather just become that, you'd rather just become this, Why are you even a Muslim? You know, to say these sentences like repeatedly, Allahu Akbar, could risk one's iman. It is kufr to mention this in the way I have mentioned. If a person advises another person to become a Muslim, so out of anger is also advising him, because if he is frustrated, if she is frustrated, they would go and leave the folds of Islam. They would say things that could lead them out of Islam, and this could cause all the blessings to be ruined and destroyed. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a very, very, very sensitive matter. And then you have examples of kufr in the forms of objections. And let's have a look at some of these objections that people put out. When Allah has not given me anything in this world, I don't know why He has created me then. This statement is clear kufr as well. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to repent, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This is utter kufr. If a destitute looks at his destitution, his poverty, and then he says, Oh Allah, so and so is your servant too. You have given him so many blessings, and on the other hand, it is me. I am also your servant, Ya Allah, but you made me suffer so much of pain and difficulty. So, what kind of justice is this? It needs no elaboration. You can hear the word, how harsh it is, and look at the direct words that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't do justice. Allahu Akbar. Does Allah Azza wa Jalla make a person suffer pain? Does Allah want you to go through pain? Allahu Akbar. Oh, have we wronged our own souls and selves, that the misfortune that falls upon us is due to our own actions, and which we blame on Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you can bless him with so many blessings, with a beautiful home and a car and a family, and I'm asking you from so long, but you don't grant me anything. Is this your justice? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us obedient servants, dear viewers. May we repent from all the sins that we commit. May Allah Azza wa Jalla strengthen our faith. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us death on iman. In fact, we should make this dua together, that Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Radhabi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has beautifully written. He says,
ایمان کر دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے یا رب محمد میری تقدیر جگا دے سہرائے مدینہ مجھے ان آنکھوں سے دکھا دے یا رب محمد میری تقدیر جگا دے
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the 28 phases of kufr, and we hope that you have heard and watched this program. Let's, inshallah, zawajallah, listen to a Madani Guldasta. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi. Wasallam.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its door. Subhanallah. The commentators of this hadith sharif have stated that just as a person cannot enter his house without going through the door, similarly, nobody can gain knowledge from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without going through Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, as he is called the door. He is referred to as the door of knowledge. There were many Sahaba who were gifted with certain knowledge, certain sciences. So for example, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, it's known about him that he was the most proficient from the Sahaba in terms of decisions and judgments. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to him as Aqdahum, the one who has the best decisions or the best judgments. And Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, he was referred to as Innahu Aqra'ukum. He is the best reciter from amongst them. So the knowledge of Tajweed is gained from the court of Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala. Another Sahabi, Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, he was referred to as Innahu Afradukum, the one who has the most knowledge in terms of inheritance laws, Wiratha. So like this, there were many Sahaba who were singled out. Another Sahabi, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, it was said about him, Huwa a'lamukum bil halali wal haram. He has the most knowledge in terms of halal and haram. So with the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, whoever you follow and whoever you show love towards, inshallah, you will not be deprived. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, fabi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba are like stars. Whoever you follow from amongst them, you will be guided. So in this hadith, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and his manaqib, his fadail, his virtues have been mentioned. And the ulama state that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is Babul Wilaya. He is the door to Wilaya as well, the door to sainthood. So every wali, every saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gains Wilaya, sainthood, he gains it from the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the knowledge that is referred to here is knowledge of tariqah, the spiritual path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us immense blessings from the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Welcome back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, jiha. We love all the companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, summa alhamdulillah. Let's move on, dear viewers. Some important matters when people are hit with poverty, with some sort of destitution and illness, Allahu Akbar, unemployment and any sort of misfortune, then usually people say this, oh my Rabb, even though I have not committed any sin, when people are tied and they have like given up in life, then they say these things, I have totally given up, oh my Rabb. I have not committed any sin. I have not committed any guna. I'm performing my salah. I'm doing the right things in life. But Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you still oppress me. I'm still being oppressed. Allahu Akbar. This is kufr, according to the scholars of Islam, dear viewers. And then it comes to the people who experience death in their families. And when you cry, people lose their senses. Therefore, moaning and groaning, Islam has a limit fixed to it. In the pre-Islamic eras, when people used to moan and groan, there were different ways of their moaning and groaning and how they would moan and groan for days and weeks and months. Allahu Akbar. Islam had set it 3 days for this. And one has to be very careful as to what he says. And therefore Allah has given and kept immense reward for people who experience sabr, for those who persevere. Yes, for those who have tolerance and for those who have sabr and patience. Why are the rewards extreme for that? It's for the same reason that you control your temper, you control your emotions, you're oppressed perhaps for whatever reason from a person from the world in any way, and then you observe sabr and patience upon that calamity. You don't utter kufr, you are rewarded, and there's great rewards for that. Now listen to some of the phrases. Some people say, if someone died and upon this someone else said, Allah should not have done this. Allah should have not taken this person's soul away. This is kufr. Someone's son had died and he said, Allah must have needed him. this statement is kufr as well, because the one saying this is implying that Allah Azza wa Jalla is actually needy. Astaghfirullah, al-a'udhu billah. And then furthermore, some people that say, oh Ya Allah, he was such a good person and you had taken him away, instead you have just should have taken me away instead of him going away. This is also kufr, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from these objections. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to perform tajdeed-e-iman. Tajdeed-e-iman is when you identify the kufr. Even if you don't know the kufr, you cannot remember. There are different ways of renewing your iman. If you have identified the kufr, you need to specify it. You need to make a firm intention. I'm never going to do this again. You need to have regret and remorse in your heart for that action being committed. And then you recite the article of faith, which is your kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, after which you would make intentions of never ever performing that action again. And if you cannot remember the words that you have done, and many times you have said such things, then one should say, oh Arhamar Rahimeen, all the words, whether knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally, if I have ever uttered any words of kufr and disbelief, forgive my sins and I renew my iman. One should from time to time recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is extremely important, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. And of course, if kufr is committed to the first degree, as I mentioned initially in the very beginning of the program, one has to perform and renew his nikah again. He has to redo his allegiance with his peer and spiritual guide as well. Allahu Akbar. As we mentioned in the very beginning, if he has performed hajj, and then he has to re-perform his hajj and do his hajj, because his initial hajj will become invalid, and this would mean that he has to go for hajj if he has the means to go for hajj again. May Allah Azza wa Jalla always show us Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide our tongues that whatever we say should always be the truth. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from speaking lies and protect us from speaking such words that are jokes and have to do with jokes and laughter to do with Allah Azza wa Jalla and His angels as well. Watch your conversation. A wise person is he who monitors what he says. When he talks, he is very careful, dear viewers. He measures his words. He knows which words to use and which word not to use, even when he's upset. So this is when you need to control yourself, dear viewers. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Enjoy the rest of your day. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills all our lawful wishes. Dear viewers, time has come to the end of today's episode. So we sign off once again, reminding you our Madani Maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. And it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.